Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our program Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 27th of Rajab, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 8th of February, 2024. The dua of Rajab, there's just a few days left, a few hours left of Rajab, and the dua we should be making, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa sha'bana wa balighna Ramadan. So this is the dua that we should be supplicating, and there's just a few hours left for Rajab. Today our discussion, we'll start off with Palestine, and then we will go into An-Nisa'u fil Masajid, the ladies, women in the Masajid, inshallah. So if you have any questions too, you can send it through to the number 084-786-3132, foreign country. You can also send in your messages and your questions to the number, +27 is the code, 84-786-3132. Mufti Sahib specializes in each topic, so we get a true understanding of different kinds of chapters of fiqh, inshallah. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiqhum ala Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, we'll start off with Palestine. What's the latest in Palestine?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So remember that last night was Laylatul Mi'raj, according to the popular version. So what would normally happen in normal circumstances, 100,000-200,000 Palestinians would be there, you must remember, at Aqsa al-Mubarak and so forth. Likewise, Ramadan time. So we hope before Ramadan everything settles down and all might Allah destroy these jutlas, the haramis and so forth. They are a cursed nation as it is. So see, yeah, day number 125 today. The Israeli psychologist stopping the next Mossad traitor. So that's what they got the heading. Putin tells Russian Jews, Moscow is working to free hostages in Gaza conflict. U.S. drone strike in Baghdad kills high-ranking Iranian-backed militia commander. Blinken raised concerns with Netanyahu over actions and rhetoric of Israeli officials that undermine global support and Israeli security. Palestinian shoots at West Bank, so an IDF post, rockets land in northern Israel. So very good. When they say northern Israel, it means it's coming from Hezbollah. So I told them the four H's. You heard this morning what happened, Maulana. One jutla by the name of Anton. So he said, AK, we're coming for you. We love killing, you see. That was his question. So what you say? I say, Alhamdulillah, I'm waiting for you. Then you will fulfill my hopes and aspirations. Mm. That is the dua we make. You understand? We want to pass away a shaheed. You understood? So that's why I told them the four H's will finish you up, you haramis. So number one, Hamas, H. Then Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. And the Houthis and the Husseini, inshallah. So we're going to give you such a threshing, inshallah. So you'll remember lifelong. Netanyahu and his ceasefire refused necks have hostages' blood on their hands. 100%. They're not interested in that. They're only interested in power themselves. Could a Palestinian state ever be economically viable? So what you worrying about there? Just give them their country and whatever is due to them, the whole Israelis they are. So you pick up and get going from there. So again, they're getting the story written by Gideon Levy. 11,500 children have been killed in Gaza. Horror of the scale has no explanation. Remember that. how the left became a politics of hatred against Jews. And then we go on. Okay, I'm just looking here. Hostages remain Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar, our leader. Remember, these are our leaders. Hamas leaders are our leaders. The true Muslims. I don't speak of traitors and hypocrites and all these shaitans, scholars for dollars and that. So hostages remain Yahya Sinwar's most effective lever and his only bargaining chip. Obviously. So that's why they took them in the first place, you must remember. Who are the Israeli settlers sanctioned by the US and why does it matter? Israeli Air Force suspends reservist officer for speaking at anti-government rally. So among themselves also, they got so many problems. Freed hostages tearfully urge Netanyahu to secure release of remaining captives. Then Netanyahu's wife in court to hear Israel former AG Attorney General testify in PM's graft trial. There's it going, it's starting already. You see that? PM Netanyahu and graft trial, corruption trial. So his wife is Sarah, so she's there. Israeli forces kill 3 armed Palestinians in raids on West Bank refugee camp. So the Harami said that is the IDF. If we don't offer an alternative in Gaza, we'll end up with Hamas rule again. Obviously, you're not going to get rid of Hamas. Hamas is too good for you, remember that. And you can't beat them, you know that. Now look at this Indian, but she's playing white. Jewish mega donors back Haley. This Nikki Haley is an Indian, but she's a little bit fair in complexion, so she's playing white. She's a spaza white, you know. That, yeah, I don't know if you know politics of apartheid. So, yeah, you know, there was a leader of Malawi, Kamuzu Banda. You know, you heard his name, huh? Kamuzu Banda. Kamuzu no. Banda was the president, prime minister, this side of Malawi. So he used to come here. But now we non-whites, we can't go. Yeah, we can't go. They got no coolies allowed, no non-whites allowed, no dogs allowed. But they used to take him everywhere. So people ask now, he's black. How come he can go? They say, no, he's got honorary white status. They call it honorary white status. So this one here also, Nikki Haley, honorary white. Indian, she is Hindu, and this thing, Buddhist or whatever. Jewish mega donors back Haley as long shot GOP. You know what is GOP? GOP is the Grand Old Party. So it refers to the Republican Party. So they call it GOP, Republican. Candidate faces Trump, you must remember that. So who is a Zionist? Who is pro-Israel? A Canadian court has been asked to decide, so you must remember that. So now you must remember that, yeah, in Israel, absolute mayhem and chaos. Israel must not accept a second abandonment of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. That is the opinion, right? Editorial. Netanyahu and his squad, I told you, Israel's dignity will be damaged. Hamas will be crowned winner, but the war will end. How's that? Who said this? Gideon Levy. I repeat. Israel's dignity will be damaged. Hamas will be crowned winner, but the war will end. So that's it. A ceasefire deal would be a huge victory for Hamas, but Israel has no choice. You see that? So we must remember that this is all these things from the, you must remember the Haaretz newspaper and so forth. So may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them. And inshallah, we all should make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it such that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that, you know, brings peace to all the countries. But peace can only come with justice. My eyes just fell on something here. You should carry all this in the news. Mobile services cut, land borders closed as Pakistanis vote. You understand? So you must remember this type of things there. So there's huge, huge problems there. Imran Khan is the clear winner, but they don't want him. So now the army and Nawaz Sharif and all of them, they put him in jail. So that's the sad, sad truth of Pakistan, another failed state in the Muslim world, although it's supposed to be a nuclear state. But remember, that's the long and short of it.
Mufti Saab, to link the topics, a woman from South Africa asked this previously that she wanted to know, can we go as women to fight the female IDF soldiers of Palestine?
So you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the women asked in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, we want to go and fight in that. Nabi alayhi salam said, Lakunna al jihad. Yes, there is jihad for you. Fala qitala fi. And there's no fighting in it. So that jihad got no fighting. What is that? You go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, all that. So for you to go, you think it's a joke then, all that. Today you must remember I sent an article to our team here. I don't send everything out. So I sent an article to our team. A Jewish lady who belongs to the IDF. She says, how I wish I was born a Palestinian woman, because I saw the real men, and the real men are in the Palestinian side. They are the real stallions, and our guys are all the puppets and all this here, you understood? So she, Israeli lady, belonging to the IDF, and she said these type of things. So you must worry about your husband, worry about your children, worry about your own iman and all that. They don't need you there, and you will be a bigger burden to them there. So remember, one cracker just go in our house, our huzu breaks, and you'll speak about jihad and all these type of things there. So please, you must remember, just forget all these type of things. You'll think jihad is a joke or something.
Coming to our topic, An-Nisa'u fil Masajid, the women in the Masajid. Mufti Saab, to go to the root of this discussion, the West have made our women folk feel that they need to be out and about and they need to do everything that the men do. Can Mufti Saab please open up this this understanding of what is feminism?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we go to all these discussions, we need to go to one basic discussion. When a person says he or she is a Muslim, what does it mean when you say you're a Muslim or a Muslima? What does it mean? So Islam, Muslim, Muslima means we lovingly, sincerely, willingly, we submit and surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe in the unseen. So what we believe in is supra-logical. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, we will be believing in it unreservedly. And there will be no doubt in it. Chapter 49, verse 15. Almighty Allah states, who are the believers? The true believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You know in the Arabic language, in balagha, in rhetoric, إِنَّمَا comes for hasr and qasr. Only and only those people have true iman who believe in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you believe in the Quran Sharif, you believe in the Sunnah Nabawiyyah, you believe in the Ahadith Mubarakah. So all that you believe in, and then ثم لم يرتابوا, then you have absolutely no doubt in it. There will be no doubt at all. Once you have doubt, then you can't be a true believer. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ, and then to enhance and to, you must remember, increase this iman, this nur, this radiance, this effulgence, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then you strive in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala with your wealth and with your person, your time, everything in the path of Allah. Then Allah stamps it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Only these people are the truthful people. So that's the first lesson we must learn. Now the problem today is what? Now you start juxtaposing it. How many of us, take Muslims today, just take round figures, all exaggerated also. Some crazy crackpots, they will tell you that Muslims are 2 billion on the earth. They count every Shia and every Qadiani and every Aga Khani and every non-Muslim also. So you must remember that maximum, this also is a bit of exaggeration, but it's okay. So we will round it off at 1 billion, right? Total world population, over 8 billion. So we say Muslim 12%, 12.5%, okay? So just to round it off, 10%, okay, it's fine. So you must remember that. So now when you want to understand the problem, so if you study the micro and you study the macro, if you study everything, you must remember, then what you find? You find that today, you, Maulana, I'm asking you, You got four daughters, right? So which school you send your children? I mean, let's be honest about this. So from a young, tender age, we sending them to such schools, to such madrasa, leave the madrasa out, to such schools, and what's this? You know, you all know better than me, I don't have children. There's preschool, and there's play school, and there's school, and there's crash, and there's, I don't know what. It's all money-making gimmicks, if you ask me. You don't understand? So the question I'm posing, why should we as Muslim parents be sending our daughters, our sons to such schools? I mean, I never went to all this play school and preschool. I don't know what, grade R and grade this and all this kind of thing. We all stayed at home and we went first day to school, straight grade 1. That time was grade 1, grade 2 and standard 1, it carried on. So you must remember, and we ended up better than today's students. Today's students, you must remember, they get 30%, 35%, 40%, they pass. So you must remember that. So you have to look at the education system that the parents are giving. I just use you as an example. You understood? Tell me one reason why you can't do homeschooling. Why? You understand? So you must remember that. So we parents also, we are to blame this input, output. So we have put our children in such a compromising situation. So now you speak America, Christopher Columbus. You speak of scientists, they will tell you that Newton and this character and what and all those kind of things. Then if you ask something else, another whitey. So from a very, very tender age, the subtle message is going to the children. The subliminal message is going to the children. White is right and West is the best. You will hardly find a Muslim name. If you find a Muslim name, then that name is anglicized, what you call. So anglicized means, I give you an example. Ibn Sina, they will say Avicenna did this. In your Muslim mind today, what they know Avicenna? They will think he's some non-Muslim. So you must remember that. Tariq, you understand, bin Ziyad, Spain and Andalus and that. What do they say? They say Gibraltar. So Gibraltar must be some non-Muslim character. You understand? Mozambique, Musa bin Bik, Portugal, Portugal, Oranges and so forth. So you go anywhere, you must remember. So the root cause is your Islamic system is not being taught. And if it's being taught, it is marginalized. And what is being taught is your secular system. And your secular system builds a secular mind. And when you build a secular mind, so then you want to study Islam through the Western ways. I studied Orientalism. I studied Orientalist works. And that was one of the best things I did at university. You understood? The other day, I think it was in Q&A or so. So you must remember, a person asked, I want some book I can read. So I had to tell him, I myself had to tell him, I or her, whoever it was. I said that, see, the best book for you, you must read Mishkatul Masabi. Everything you want, you will find in there. And you don't understand Arabic, ma'al asafi shadid. You understand? This is the truth. We have to speak the truth. Whether we write, whether people like or wrong, don't like it, we're not interested in it. But the truth has to be spoken. If you ask the Muslim Ummah today, I'm asking you, how many darulums we got, how many madrasas we got, how many ulama we got, and so forth. I just give you two easy examples and see how we are failing the Ummah. So if you ask me that, okay, Mishkatul Masabi, you say is an excellent book and all that for the family, all this kind of thing. Now I want the English translation. So what you say, AK, which is the best translation? So I'll smile and say that the best translation is James Robson, Professor James Robson. He is the big Shaykhul Hadith in the world of Orientalism. So is that not an indictment upon us? We can't even get a Molvi or a Sheikh or somebody to translate Mishkatul Masabi in good, eloquent English. We have to tell people that go to an Orientalist. And the same James Robson, what he did, I haven't found one Darulum or one Jamia or anybody in the world doing this. You understood? He took the famous Ahadith kitabs. You take, today if you go to our final year students, they don't even know these things here. So if you ask them, this book of Bukhari Sharif you're using, whose copy you using? Whose copy you using? They no idea at all. So you're using Farabri's copy. If you ask Mu'tama Malik, whose copy you using? They don't even, half of them don't even understand the question. You must remember that. So you are using Yahya bin Yahya al-Laythi's copy. So he, this James Robson, what he did, he took the sanad of every muhaddith and his famous students and so forth, and then he took, you must remember that, you must, this, who each is a copy you use, and how that person's copy became extant and became famous and so. Now, we created the vacuum, and they filled it up. In our sciences. You get the point?
Gee.
There's a thing called concordance. What is concordance? How many times the word Zamzam came in Bukhari Sharif? How many times, Zamzam is just an example. How many times Makkah came in Muslim Sharif? How many times Medina Munawwara came in Abu Dawood? No Muslim did it. The first person to do this was Fuad Zaid. The first person to do it was, you must remember that, you must remember, now I even start forgetting all these characters, their names as, is an Orientalist character, who is with the S, you understand? And so you must remember that Zesking or something. So you must remember that, so he did it first. Then Fuad Abdul Baqi came and he did it and all. So how come that our science, see, I give you easy, leave all this. This is a bit too complicated for the awam. You go to Europe. European Union got 27 countries, right? In the European Union. So when I was in Zurich, in Switzerland, they have a law that you can't have a masjid with a minaret. They call it minaret in English, you know. So we were driving, this guy, I saw a masjid. You can make out the masjid. I told him, stop. He said, no, we can't stop you. I said, what you mean we can't stop? He said, this is not our masjid. I said, who's? He said, it's a Qadiani. I said, very good, just stop here. You want to come, come. You don't want to come, sit in the car. So reluctantly he came then. So we stopped there, we got parking. So I looked at this guy straight away, I knew Pakistanis. You see, two of them. So I spoke to them in English, then I spoke a little bit broken Urdu, Kali Kali, you understand? I said, no, that me, I'm a visitor here, and I see very nice masjid, and they had Sir Zafrullah Khan. You know Sir Zafrullah Khan? Pakka, Qadiani, Kafir, non-Muslim. Muhammad Ali Jinnah died of Pakistan. He refused to read the Salatul Janaza. You see? So you must remember that. So now the lesson we learn. When you go there, I asked them, what's all this Qurans? He said, sir or brother or whatever, every European nation that there is here, you'll understand, you're Austrian and whatever else and all that, you'll understand. So, you know, we have the translation. Show me one Sunni country that have done this. Qadianis took the Quran, translated it in every European language for every European country. We Sunnis, in the overwhelming majority, instead of doing work like this, we're just fighting the whole time. Where's the productivity? That's why I'm very disappointed how our Dalums also function nowadays. We say 50 students graduated, 20 students graduated, but where's the productivity? Don't understand? You just make Subhanallah, Bihamdi, Subhanallah, Azim, finish and you go away. Everyone should be writing a paper, a maqala, some new research. You understand? So that you did something as a legacy for you and so forth and so. So, but nothing. Hey, that carries on. That's not. We must learn how to contribute. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, he wrote a whole book, The Contribution of the Orientalist. Imagine the man writes a book like that. The contribution, the non-Muslims. You call them Mustashriqeen in Arabic. But they made such a... Go read that book and see what books they wrote. Whatever their intention is. So yesterday I was sitting with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And Hazrat Mufti... I told Hazrat, you know what? Yeah, non-Muslim. When I went to Sweden. So then I went to one school. They took me there. It was a Memon guy. So he told me running a school. He's an imam or something. So I went with. He told me the school won first prize for their cleanliness and discipline and the way. So Hazrat said, "In logo ke yaha ye log qadar shanas hai." He You see the word he used. يَلُقَ نَرْشْقَ دَرْشَ نَعْسَهِ. That they look and then they will appreciate it and recognize it also. You say, Hamara yaha ye hai, agar ek aadmi aage chal raha hai, to hum zarur inki taange kaat denge, khatam. You see? So that is the thing. So now you look at the education. All these ladies who want to come and give lecture and they want to gate crash, is all stemming from what? Their names are Maryam, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila, whatever their name. But you're coming from the background of a secular mind. You understand? Hmm. And you're already suffering from an inferiority complex. Ehsas-e kamtari mein mubtala hai. And the Arabic word is a beautiful word, al-ghazwul fikri. So their whole intelligence and thought process, there's a ghazwa taking place there. An attack of the West and the kufr coming in the mind. Hum lil kufri yawma idhin aqrabu minhum lil iman. That is your main cause. You must remember this type of thing. So, but now, if you see the maulanas, you see the muftis, you see the mashayikh and all of them, all their children are going to the school. So, but what the school is teaching? So now you got the bela, bela, bal and all that. They're going to teach your children who are not baligh how to masturbate. They're going to teach your children how to use a condom who are not even baligh. They're going to teach them that you can have a house and Adam and Steve will be living there and it's normal. Now we send our Muslim schools have to teach that. If they don't teach that, no certificate for you. No subsidy for you. So how are we functioning? Are we not selling the deen? You see. So that is where the crux of the problem. Now when you speak, they'll tell you, yeah, you don't have children. It's not the issue if you have children or don't have children. You have to address the issue of the ummah. And this is how you will have to address it. Don't come tell me about your Muslim schools and Muslim banks and all this type of thing. You're just doing cutting and paste. I tell you every day, yeah, I don't want cut and paste. Understood? I want your own research. I want your own tahqiq. I want what research you did. That is what we should be doing. See, in this 5-10 minutes, then we can take a break. The book in front of me here is called Sahih. For all of you, you should write this down and every Maulvi should get this book. Sahih Targhib wa Tarheeb for Hafiz Munziri by Sheikh Nasruddin Albani. It's written here, Muhammad Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah. I met him also. Al-Maktab al-Islami, I went there also. That is where the incident took place. When that sheikh brought 10 kitabs. You know I told you the incident. Sure. So then he told me, what you say? I said, Asharatun Kamila. Then I told him, bring that. What he said? I said, Ahada Ashara Kokaba. He looked at me. Then he brought that. Bring that book. What you say? So I said, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahara. I said, bring that book. Number 13 isn't in the Quran. So he said that we're boxing, now sparring, now he's not prepared to knock out punch, you know. A left hook and a right jab, you see. So like that. So I looked at him with Allah's help and I said, Washafi wal watari, even numbers, odd numbers, Allah takes an oath. He came, he hugged me, he said, Khud kulla adil kutub ala hisabi. So the same place this took place. So this print I'm speaking here is a Tab'atu Thaniya, the second edition, and is 1986-1406. Yeah, Sheikh Albani got the, you understand, so a whole tahqiq and research and what have you and all those kind of things here. Targhibun nisa fi salati fi buyutihinna wa luzumihinna and wa tarhibihinna min al-khuruji minha. So the first one, he brought the hadith of Umm Humayn. All these are hadith, are sahih hadith, right? Sahih or hasana. Therefore, he's calling it sahih ut-targhib ut-targhib. So first hadith of Umm Humayn al-Sa'idi. You understand her hadith? Nabi alayhi salam told her, you read salat in your house in front, more reward you will get than reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. Then you read further, and in the ending, you must remember that, then for Amarat, she was then commanded for Amarat. For Buniya laha Masjidun, so this Musalla was made in the house, fi aqsa shay'in min baytiha, in the right corner of a house, wa azlamihi, and the darkest corner. Your ladies are listening now. So there, and then, وَكَانَتْ تُصَلِّي فِي حَتَّى لَقِيَتِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ.
Allah.
See, Rawahu Ahmad wa ibn Khuzaymah wa ibn Hibban. And then he puts all his own notes and all these type of things. Sahih hadith, always remember this Umm Humayd's hadith. Masterpiece hadith, you see. You want to talk? Let's talk. So that's one. Then number one, you must, that's one. Next one, you must remember this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatul mar'ati fi baytiha khayrun min salatiha fi hujratiha. You see that? So you must remember the further she goes inside, so that is better for them. So this is hadith, these Salafis and these women, they like to quote, but they quote it half. La tamna'u nisa'akum al-masajid. Don't prevent your woman from the masjid. But they don't go the second part. وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ. And the homes are better for them. Then, الْمَرْأَةُ أَوْرَةٌ. So I see the brother from Zurich is phoning. SubhanAllah, I stayed by his house. There in Switzerland, yeah, he's phoning now. So you must remember that. So you'll call him afterwards. So we talked of Switzerland, and the call just came now from Switzerland. So Allah reward them. So, yeah, Nabi alayhi salam is saying, Al mar'atu awratun, a woman must be covered. Wa innaha idha kharajat min baytiha istashrafaha shaitan. What mean istashrafaha? So shaitan makes them look up, and start staring at them. You see that? So he wrote here at the bottom, Albani rahimahullah. So remember this type of thing. Then see, Wa innaha la takunu aqraba ila Allah minha fi qa'ri baytiha. The nearer she will be to the mercy of Allah when she is right in the basement of a house. You can translate it like that. You don't understand? Then she will have. And that's what Quran is saying. Chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Today when we want to propose for a lady this, that, we want a lady who spent half three quarter life outside. We don't want a lady who's in the house. So our brains themselves are mixed up, you must remember that. You understood? So you must remember. Okay. So I'm just giving you at random this ahadith, right? So you must know what it is and what it is. The next one. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Ma sallat imra'atun min salatin ahabba ila Allah min ashaddi makanin fi baytiha zulmatan. The darker it is, meaning nobody can see her. So that place is the best place for the woman to read salat. All these sahih hadiths. All from here. You understood? Now the ladies want to gate crash. Last one, then we can take a break. See this one here, Maulana. One Abi Amrini Shaybani, rahimahullah. Annahu ra'a Abdullah. Who is Abdullah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You know when it's mutlaq, it means him. Yukhrijun nisa'a min al-masjid yawm al-jumu'ah. He took the ladies out. Go back home. You can't be here in the masjid. When is this? In the golden era of Islam. Who is Ibn Mas'ud? Faqihu hadhil ummah. One of the grand muftis of Sahaba. Wa yaqul akhrijna ila buyutikunna khairul lakunna. Akhrijna ila buyutikunna and khairul lakunna. Take them out. They must go out. There's no place for them in the masjid. They must go home, and that's the best for them. So what you going to tell me? That the Sahabas, they never understood deen. Today we understand deen. Sheikh Albani then writes here a note right at the bottom. هَذَا فِي شَيْطَانِ الْجِنِ فَمَا بَعَلُكَ فِي شَيْطَانِ الْإِنْسِ لَا سِيَمَا شَيَاطِينُ إِنْسَ هَذَا الْأَسَرِ الَّذِي نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Now what will you say of the shaitans in the human being running today? فَإِنَّهُ أَذَرَ عَلَى الْمَرْأَى مِنْ أَلْفِ شَيْطَانٍ. Today's men are worse than 1,000 shaitan, Albani writes. See what he's writing. لِأَنَّ أَغْلَبَ شُبَّانِ هَذَا الزَّمَانِ لَا مُرُوَةَ إِنْدَهُمْ وَلَا دِينَ وَلَا شَرَفَ وَلَا إِنْسَانِيَةً. Majority of the youth today, they don't have ethics, they don't have Islam, they don't have honor, they don't have insaniyat in them, they behave worse than donkeys and animals. That's what he's writing. You understood? And yata'arradun al-nisa bi shakli, you understand? They just want to attack the woman and so forth. وَهَيَّتُهُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ خَسَاسَةٍ وَدَنَاهَةٍ وَانْحِطَاتٍ. So remember, their whole aim is just based on what? That you lead a miserable and such a life like the non-Muslims, remember that. People who are decadent culture and so forth. فَأَلَا وُلَاتِ الْأَمَرِ It's compulsory upon the Muslim leaders that they must put a stop. But the leaders themselves are corrupted. How are they going to put a stop? إِنْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, he says. أَيْ يُؤَدِّبُوا هَؤُلَاءِ الْفَسَقَ الشَّرَرَ They must teach these fasiqs and sharir people. وَالْحُهُوشُ الْضَارِبَةِ This huhush, these wild animals, you see. This is Sheikh Albani, page 138. So that is the whole chapter he brought. I said, let me just read it for all these mutajaddideen. You understand? Mufatiyas, if you ask me, you understand? Who don't understand. La ku alahu wa la ba alahu. They don't understand their left, they don't understand their right. La kullu habba wa dabba. They think Islam, you can just sit at this type of things. So therefore, we're telling you that all you Maulvi, sheikhs, these, this, and whatever, is haram for the woman to come tonight. Now Tarawi is coming. I know of one Qarisab, one Maulvi, he said, you know, he left there now, but he's my student. He reads Quran beautiful. He said, the woman, they tell us, Qarisab, tonight you must tune it up more, man. We ladies, we love you and we love your voice. Now he and the other imam, both read Quran smart, right? So both of them are tuning up the Qirat and the Taraweeh. For what? For the, in English, you see, yesterday Bafana, Bafana played, you see. So we got visitors here. So I told them, Bafana, Bafana lost, Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, our streets all should be full of the Vuvuzela, day and night. You understand? Bafana, Bafana, make a big racket. It's good they lost. You understand? So now, when you play soccer, this, that, then, I don't know if you know all these terms, Yazid, because you're, I don't know, because you're so many years in Madrasa. So, you must remember, you say, you're kuza-ing them. You know what is kuza? So, you're supporting the team. You say kuza, yeah. So, you must remember that. So, these women, inside the masjid, they kuza-ing the imams. Some women will choose this imam, some the, and the imams are enjoying it. Nothing to read for Allah, so read for the woman. Then, one got it over the woman, he had to leave. All shaitan yet, you must remember that. Even I told him, you better get out from there, otherwise you will be in big problem, you must remember. And it happened like that. But they won't learn. They will learn after they get disgraced. You must remember this kind of thing. Quran says, Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. The plotting, planning of shaitan is weak. And human, Inna kayda kunna azim. The plotting plan of woman is so big. مَا تَرَكْتُ فِتْنَةً أَضَرَّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ أَيْ مِنَ النِّسَى The biggest fitna for the man is woman. So we must remember that. So we should remember that. So everybody got harmony, peaceful, everything. Leave the woman at home. They must do their function. They are the prime minister. I never ask my wife, why this, why this, why this? It's her house, it's her kitchen, it's her this. She tell me, help me do this. I just help quietly. Don't ask why this finish. It's their house, it's their kitchen, it's their, they must do what they want. They're the prime minister there. You worry about everything outside. Understood? So this, so harmony, peaceful. No. We want the lady must come there and deliver lecture. So I gave them nice answer yesterday, where she has that the whole ummah will know that Imam Sahib got haiz now. You understand? So this type of things. Shaitaniyat of the first order. So therefore, another thing, never fear to speak the truth. This morning I said something great, Maulana. I will finish up on this. Imam Shafi was a genius, you know. And his ustad was Imam Malik, rahimahullah. And his ustad was Sufyan bin Uyayna. And his ustad was who? That Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. So the students and the people asked, how come you went against your teacher Imam Malik in so many masail? He said, Malik Habibi, I love my teacher. Walhaqqu Habibi. And the truth also is my big friend. But I love the truth more than Malik also. You see? Walhaqqu ahaqqu ayyuttaba. So therefore, once you know the truth, and you know this is not masla of Abdul and Mabzul, then it's fine because it's a flexible issue. Imam Tirmizi writes al-Babu Wasi'un, you understand? So then it's a smart. Like today, one Maulvi, now he wants to argue. He say this Maulana and this Muftisab in this road, humans tabligh jamaat is haram. I told him that Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib wrote a whole kitab on this and is permissible. So just make tawfiq tatbik, say it is permissible, as long as they go with their husband, as long as they go with their mahram and so forth. And the others, what ulama say, ala ra'si wal ain, we know they are great ulama who said it, we respect them, we love them, but remember, we say it's taqwa. He said, no, you must say it's haram. So I just said, just go. I don't want to discuss with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when the thing is haq and batil, like what we're discussing, so there we have to be very, very firm. You must remember that. If it's afdal, ghair afdal, then it's al-babu wasiun. You got? So remember that saying, it will help you a lot in life. You must remember, you, my teachers are beloved to me, you are beloved to me, but the haq is more beloved to me. See, that is a big al. Hey, babun wafirun fi husul al-ilm. That's a big bab to understand if you're really interested in Islamic knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, pearls being shared by Mufti Saab. Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, we return to this discussion, and it is An-Nisa'u fil Masajid. Mufti Saab had mentioned all the virtues of reading, of women reading in their homes. Mufti Saab, with regards to other aspects regarding this topic, what have we left behind?
Remember that, let's say if a person says no, that we must allow them all that. Then the question arises, must you allow them be shurutin or be ghairi shurutin? That they just come in carte blanche, or you must remember other conditions. So everybody will agree there are conditions. Now you take 100 women and see that which conditions will be fulfilled. That the hadith in Abu Dawood, Nabi alayhi salam said, wal yakhrujna tafilat. They must wear shabby clothes. Today, if you take 100 Muslim women, how many of them will come with shabby clothes? They will come dolled up, all beautiful, Jummah day, Eid day, all these kind of things. So that condition is non-existent. Second condition is this, that they must not have tweeb. They must not have any perfume, any makeup, nothing. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةِ فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَهِيَ زَانِيَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu salam called those women who go out in the public and so forth with perfume and with makeup and so forth, adulterous. This is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. 100 women, Muslim I speak about, how many will wear that makeup and dust, the spray, that spray, all, you know the women and all. So two, three. That you see Nabi alayhi salam who tell the men, you must sit, let the woman go first. Which masjid that will happen today? You tell all the men, you must sit here, wait till all the women go. Three. Fourth one, you must have total separate entrances. You must remember that. So no intermingling. Which masjid got that today? You see Masjid Nabawi and all that. Now this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, has destroyed that little bit they had also. You know the latest thing they did. So you must remember when you come out from Masjid Nabawi. You understand? So now if you come out from the front, like, you understand? Like, so you must remember that, front, back, whatever. So you must remember that you walk straight, 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 you come to Masjid Quba. They made like a mall. They made like a bazaar. And you must remember that on both sides is coffee shops, the shop, big, big screens, movies, soccer, this, that are being shown. So every law of hijab is destroyed. So you must remember, you're encouraging all this. What they will say? Anahur kharij al-masjid. I can do as I want to out of the masjid. And this is right in Madinatul Rasul, in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where you build sanamas and all these type of things. The al-gharz, we say, the main aim is this. All the conditions that the ulama, and remember Imam Shafi'i's statement, mentioned in Tirmidhi, al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith, in Kitab al-Janais. The fuqaha are those who know the real greater meaning of that hadith, what is the real connotation, message of it. So when they make istimbat and deduce all these things here, you will hardly find one condition fulfilled today. So, wa iz laysa fa laysa. Can a person read salat without wuzu? If the person is sick and ill, can he read without the wuzu, without the yammum? No. Simple. So, yeah, not one condition is fulfilled, basically. And yet you're telling me it's permissible. So, إِذَا فَاتَ الشَّرْطُ فَاتَ الْمَشْرُوطُ. When the condition itself is violated, so then the action itself is violated. You must remember this type of thing. You found it, Wensing or whatever.
Chi, Wensing does come up.
Yeah, what is first name?
Some says Michelle, some says Edward.
No, but the Orientalist.
It comes under the topic of Orientalism.
Yeah, so he's the first guy who wrote the concordance. Zeskin is a Turkish scholar, Fuat Zeskin. So now I just thought of it. So he, there's, what's the name I told you now?
Wensing.
Wensing. You must remember that he's one of the first scholars who wrote on this topic and all that concordance and this and all this type of things there. So then, now imagine non-Muslims writing and then our Muslims follow in this type of thing. But you just check it up in that concordance and all that you will find there. So you must remember this there. Yeah.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to females also, what is the best way to gain Islamic knowledge?
So the best way is the olden way. So you must remember that. You must learn in your house. You must remember that. Your mother must teach you, your sister must teach you. If they themselves are not ill-equipped, they don't know. Like many women, they don't know. So then your appa, your muallima, there in the town, she must teach you, and so forth. So many great, great ulama, where they became hafiz. First, they became hafiz by their mother. You understand? 5 Jews, 10 Jews, all that. Then they went to the ustad and so forth. So the house environment, the home environment must be conducive for this. Then the girl must go to the appa, to the muallima, all that in the town. All this here, going here and there to the madrasas, far, far away. How many laws are broken? I mean, let us be honest. You have a girl's madrasa, right? So now, that let's say, we just take South Africa. So now let's say that that girl is from South Africa. So now a weekend comes and all that, okay, her brother, her father will come fetch her, drop her. We give them the benefit. But what about the overseas students? 90% of them fly in, out without a mahram. Now, how we justify that? When Hajj is not permissible without the mahram, so how can this be permissible? You see, that this creates big problems. So therefore, even if you have a girl's madrasa or whatever, so you must have it for local, not for overseas. Because then you are going to encourage directly, indirectly, that the girls must travel, the ladies must travel without a mahram. How many examples we know like that? You understood? So therefore, these are things we must be very, very careful about. And then, see, I told you 100 times already. Hazrat bin Nuri, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, told Muqasim Sema in 72-73. He told him, ke qiyamat qareeb hai, rijal paida karo. So many times, 100 times, you know what I mean? That so many times we heard it from Hazrat Muqasim Sema, rahimahullah. This is what Hazrat Allama bin Nuri told him directly. So just teach al Mishkat Sharif or in kufariq karo. I personally, and I tell my nieces and all of them, me, I'm not in favor of all this. You must teach your woman Bukhari and Muslim and Tirmizi. What is going to help you? You don't understand? So you must remember that. So that it is just to grow horns in them. You must remember that. Hum bhi Bukhari par chuke. So this type of thing. You must teach them such kitabs and all that, that gives them orientation, direction, make them a good wife, a good mother, a good nurse, and there must be no title attached to them. Once you get the title, then that's all the trouble comes. This knowledge brings a lot of pride with it also. Illa masha Allah. So you must remember this type of thing. So me, I'm not in favor of that. Hazrat bin Nuri told for the men. In 1982, we had a mashura at Darum Newcastle. Now the students finish Mishkat Sharif. Kya karna hai? What must we do? So then one India Maulana was there. He told Muqasim Sema, we always, He said, see, no Allah Kashmiri is going to come. No Hazrat, this is coming and this one is coming. You all have to teach. So that gave a lot of himmat. Then Mohammad Sema said, "Take care." Then now 1983, we will start Dora. And the first time in South African history, Dora Tul Hadith was taught. Madrasa started Da'alum in 73. And in 83, the first batch and 7 students graduated. And from that 7, 4 already passed away. Are my students, you understand? Maqasim Sema taught, he's Rahimahullah. Muhammad Surul Haq taught, he's very sick. Then Allah gave him shifa. Muhammad Mumtazul Haq taught, he passed away shaheed. Muhammad Yunus Osman taught, and myself. So these were the teachers, right? And then the students, there were 7. So Maulana Ismail Ali, he passed away. Maulana Yunus Rauda, he passed away. Maulana Ismail Salaji, he passed away in Sajda, Springo Beach. Maulana Nazim Hunter, he passed away. So who are the 3 students alive? So Maulana Junaid Adam is there in PE, and Maulana Kesper, I met him now after about 10, 20 years in the Jalsa last year, and Maulana Ahmed Davids also I met yesterday after about 10, 20 years, you must remember that. So these 2 students are alive. So what I'm saying is this, after much mashura, then only the Doras. Today madrasas, everybody wants to teach Bukhari Sharif. You understand? If you ask the teacher sometimes, you understand how much you know of Bukhari Sharif. You understand? So, if she gives you the answer, aapko Bukhara aa jayega. You understand? So, this type of thing. I mean, it's become like a joke now, you know. So, therefore, we must be very careful about these things. They're everywhere, just open madrasa. The aim now, I don't say all, but many places, is just for chanda. You understand? Our madrasas, darulums, in most cases, or half the cases, have just become means of collecting money. Understood? So that's the sad part of it. Chalo, Allah Jalla Ola
Ghan. I found the name. Yeah, it's Arendt Jan Wensink. He was born in 1882 and he died in 1939.
He did the concordance.
Chi.
Yeah. That first name is what?
Arendt. A-R-E-N-T. Arendt. Yeah. Jan Wensink.
Well, yeah, Wensink. He's the guy who did the concordance, the first guy. So that Allah just put in my head that time. So see, now imagine he did, then our Muslim guys came to do. Understood? I mean, it's an indictment upon us, you understand? Wonderful program. Allah Jalla will make easy and accept it.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة